This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Rees here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs of America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. This is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Lou Shapiro. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. And that's because I am with you, who is the CEO of HSS, and out of 5,000 hospitals in America, none is like HSS. Talk exactly what the model is.
There's a couple of things that make HSS distinctive from other healthcare organizations across the country. The first is we are the largest healthcare organization in the United States that only takes care of people with musculoskeletal conditions. The audience would think of that as things that are orthopedic related, things that enable people to live life to their fullest through movement. So we're the largest of its kind.
And the first as well, founded in 1863.
Yep. Been around for 155 years. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, we've earned the reputation of being the leader in our field, and there's many different ways to measure that. One way is the organizations that rank them, and there's a conventional ranking organization. U.S. News and World Report ranks hospitals and has a robust methodology. We've been ranked number one for 9 years in a row. I think the third reason why we're unique is that we have a culture in the organization that causes us to be very high performers, and regardless of what level of performance we've accomplished and position that we've earned in the industry, we are eternally unsatisfied with where we are, and we think there's an ability to do more and better. And that's a culture that permeates the organization from every part, regardless of what the role is. So I think those are the things that put us in a class by ourselves.
Okay. So let's go into that. What is it that you want to achieve then? If you're already in the number one position and you're unsatisfied, what does the next level look like?
So we are motivated by being better. And this word better is sort of the foundation of our strategic plan. How do we get better at what we do? Better, 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 better.
Everything.
There's
and every individual as well as aggregately.
Well, you know, we're an academic organization, so we teach and we do research and we innovate the future. But at the core, we take care of patients. By no stretch of the imagination are we perfect at anything we do. With everything we do, there's an opportunity to improve our performance for the people who need us. And the people who need us are the people who are receiving care from us and the people who are helping pay for the care that those people are receiving. That could be the federal government, or it could be employers as well as consumers.
And actually, orthopedics is the fastest growing and most expensive for any major large company for CEOs.
Yeah, if you look at the healthcare spend of large employers, musculoskeletal orthopedics is always in the top three. Oftentimes it's one, but it could be it could be second to a couple of other different specialties. But it's high. It's at the top of the list. It's among the fastest growing, and it's probably one of the areas where there are the most opportunities to for them to get more value out of what they're spending. Maybe spend less and certainly get more value out of it.
And I'm thinking if you have a top executive and you need to make sure they're better, you know, you want to get it right. So now I'm going to challenge you, because you said you always want to get better, and you mentioned U.S. News and World Report, and I did the research on this, and I'm on some hospital boards, so I see it. And number two in America in orthopedics is the Mayo Clinic, and their score was 83. And when you look down to, like, number six, their scores are in the 60s. 81. They're still great. Your score was actually 100, which is, I think it's like unprecedented that someone gets an actual score of 100 and is 19 points higher than number two. Now, you're saying, Lou, you want to get better, but you're already at 100. How do you do that?
Yeah. So just to be transparent, anyone who's ranked number one is 100.
Oh, there you go.
That's the index. That's
okay.
The index.
Oh, so you're automatically the highest. So you ain't that good then.
Yeah. Right. We're not good enough.
There you go.
We're not good enough.
So what are, as leader of this organization, and you've been, and the official name is Hospital for Special Surgery.
Correct. Hospital for Shorthand HSS.
Shorthand HSS. And what is the website, if anyone right now wants to go to it?
HSS.edu.
Okay, that's good. So let's talk about your leadership philosophy here. You became CEO in 2006. And now you've been here. What is it you're proudest of that you've done? And I sort of have a sense, because I know about the name recognition, what it was, and where it is globally now. But talk about where HSS was when you became CEO and what you've done to get better and better.
So I think there was a couple questions there. Let me first answer, you know, what I'm most proud of. I'm a believer in the concept that's associated with, you know, purpose-driven organizations. Like, what's the purpose of the organization? Not so much what it does, but what is its purpose? And we have articulated a purpose in the organization that is inspirational and aspirational, and one that has been internalized by, you know, perhaps not everyone, but by, I think, a significant part of the organization. And our purpose is to help people get back to what they need and love to do better than any place in the world. And that's our purpose. It's very, very clear. If we don't fulfill that purpose, then we don't have any purpose. And then, you know, how do you create a culture in an organization where people, regardless of their role, buy into that and believe that and feel that and live that each and every day? And there's not, you know, it's not rocket science. It's hard work and a lot of blocking and tackling. And the way I try to articulate it is that there's a phrase I use: leadership by all.
Leadership by all.
Leadership by all. Everyone's a leader regardless of your role. We're all the same. We do different things when we come to work, but we're all leaders. It doesn't matter if you're a surgeon, if you're responsible for discovering the next way to treat rheumatoid arthritis, or whether you're keeping the place clean, or whatever your role is, everyone's a leader. Without everyone being a leader, regardless of their role, it's not humanly possible to fulfill that purpose, right? Because it's not better than any place, and it's not meant to be an arrogant statement of better than any place in the world. That's our purpose. there's no point of having an organization like HSS in a city like New York City that has the privilege of focusing on one thing instead of, like many healthcare organizations, you know, have to focus on all different kinds of, you know, disease conditions, unless you can be the best in the world at that. So I think we're on the journey to create that culture that fulfills that purpose.
And let's, on that note, we're going to take a break. Remember, be aspirational and inspirational. When we come back with Lou Shapiro of HSS, we're going to talk about how do you get a whole culture to become aligned in that purpose where everyone is a leader. And then we're going to talk about the future of healthcare and how we can improve it in America. Back in a few.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. I'm here today with Lou Shapiro, who is the CEO of HSS, which stands for Hospital Special Surgery. And it is the number one rated hospital in America. It is the largest in orthopedics. And we're talking about your culture. So you have over 5,000 people, and you have some physicians who are some of the most skilled, the smartest, and you have people at every different level. But you're talking about getting people to be a leader. Do you have any unique practices you do to get everyone together where you say, oh, lunch with Lou, or you do town hall meetings, or they do individual meetings? How do you actually accomplish getting everyone to be a leader? Any unique things that are done at HSS?
Yeah. So I don't know if they're unique or not, but I'll tell you. Generally speaking, what we do, and like I said before, I don't think it's rocket science. I think it's just hard work, and you first have to believe it's important, and if you believe it's important, then you have to authentically act like it's important in all of your activities. And the way I describe it, there's three or four parts of this. One is you need to recruit people. Obviously, we are recruiting people who have the skill level they need to be in a place like that. That's a given.
Or they wouldn't that, be
that's
here
a, without that's the skill. A, that's a given. But you are recruiting people who have the behavioral characteristics where they could buy into that kind of organizational mission.
I just want to stop you there. How do you know when you're interviewing a senior executive if they have those behavioral characteristics?
Well, it's not just a senior executive.
It's everyone. Everyone is a leader.
It's a surgeon. It's a scientist. It's a nurse. It's a physical therapist. It's a housekeeper.
Right.
It doesn't matter. It's qualitative.
Mm-hmm.
It's at least for us, it's qualitative. And you are listening for the stories they tell about their experiences and what's important to them. And if someone's telling me what I did as opposed to what we did, as an oversimplified version of that, they're going to be less oriented to teamwork than they need to be. And the only way we can do what we do here, just like any... Like many other, there's many analogies you could use sports teams, right? So you could have great individual players, but if they don't play well as a team, they're going to lose. We got to hire the right people. And then the second thing is how we onboard them into the organization. What happens from the day they start through, we generally look at it as the first 3 or 4 months because... if you don't bring them into the organization the right way, and if you tell them one thing and do another, then they become cynical, right? And then it's
that good. Is a brilliant point. That's how cynicism happens, and that becomes cancer throughout the organization.
Yep. And once you get that wrong, it's game over. So the onboarding process begins with. And depending on the group, it may be a little different. So surgeons may be different than the masses of the organization. So I'm talking about the masses of the organization. First day orientation, I show up and I talk to them about what they signed up for. Making sure they understand that they
are a leader and that they're continually going to become better.
Yeah, and this is the kind of organization they signed up to join. So if anyone isn't up for that kind of challenge, they pick the wrong place. Right now, everyone knows that, you know, people study the organization, and you know, when they, as soon as they get an offer letter, they watch a video from me where I reinforce the message. Then we have orientation. 20 different people come and talk to them. But, you know, I always talk to them. We probably have 50 to 100 people joining the organization a month. And that's, you know, net new growth in our workforce as well as some, you know, some turnover. So it's, and I never, very rarely do I miss one of those. So the onboarding process is important. What happens during the first 3 months? At the end of the 3 months, we invite them back for. At the end of 3 months, we invite them back for a breakfast meeting, and we say, "Okay, when you started, this is what we told you. Tell me about your experiences during the first 3 months." And they give us, you know, ideas about things that could be improved. But more importantly, at that time, it's to remind them of our purpose and their role as leaders. Then this is where the real you know, hard work begins, which is you got to walk the talk. Everything that you do in the organization needs to reinforce that you mean what you say. So do these individuals know what's expected of them? Do they get feedback? Do they have the tools and equipment to do their job? Does someone care about their growth and development? Does their opinion count? And, you know, that's about creating a work environment that checks off those boxes. And then we measure to that. We do a employee engagement survey every 1 to 2 years where we have over 85% participation, where we measure that. And we see where we're doing that well and where we're not. And where we aren't doing it as well as we should, we go into those work units with the leaders of those work units and work to improve. It goes back to being better, 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 and just continually do that.
Okay, we have 2 minutes left. And I want to tell you on that story you said, it's obvious to me why your net promoter score, for anyone listening, 95, that's a 9 out of 5. I don't think anyone in your industry is even close to that. But we've only 2 minutes left. So I want to ask you about, in the future of healthcare, what are the different ways to deliver high-value healthcare? Are there more than one way, just one way? What's the future of healthcare with that?
So I've been working in the industry for 35 years. There's more change going on now than any point in my career. So I don't think we're really going to know the answer to that question until it's 5 years from now and we look back. But having said that, there's something to be said about our model of healthcare, which is a condition specialty organization.
And you've 1 minute left.
Right? Do one thing and do it better than anyone else. And looking at the whole continuum, how in our field do we keep people healthy? There's a lot of knowledge that we have that we can help people stay healthy and not need us. And then when they do need us, that we get it right the first time, we deliver care in the right environment, that we avoid anything going wrong that shouldn't go wrong or minimize things that go wrong, and getting them back home as quickly as we can, getting them back to work, getting them back to their highest level of performance. The whole healthcare life cycle, the word that we use is creating an ecosystem focused on people's musculoskeletal health.
And there you have it. We've been speaking with Lou Shapiro, the CEO of HSS, the highest ranked of, by any measure, in the entire hospital industry. A great pleasure having you on the CEO show.
My privilege. Thank you very much.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
America? I'm Robert Reason. Welcome to the CEO Show. This is a special show because we have one of the most beloved products, Kind Healthy Snacks, Kind Bars, and we have the founder and we have the president in one of his final interviews. So say hi, John, as the president.
Hi, hello.
And here we have Daniel. So Daniel, you're actually, let's start with you. You founded this company, and it was amazing. And I loved your book, Do the Kind Thing, also. And we've interviewed, of course, in the past couple of times. Talk about the original concept you had for Kind.
So the original concept was to try to find products that could fit my needs of when I was on the go, when I was skipping lunch or dinner, and I was very frustrated with my own snacking options. I tended to look for stuff that would fill me up, that would feel that I was actually nourishing my body, and it ended up always being either stuff that tasted like cardboard or was very sugary or just devoid of like real food. And long story short, Kind became a solution of using all natural ingredients, ingredients you can see and pronounce as a trademark, and products that would be minimally processed, very nutritionally rich, like almonds and whole fruits and whole ingredients that would actually be good on the go, but also be good to your body.
Before I bring John in, one question. What was the biggest challenge that you had to overcome that you're like, no way I could do it?
Before John came, or
before John came? After John came, all sorts of challenges. Before John came, what was the biggest challenge? And then we're going to shift over into John, and then why you hired John.
Like in the years when we launched the product, you know, John helped us take off, but even just launching, the challenges were, we were actually born out of almost giving up. Like, I had been running for the 10 prior years a company called Peaceworks, trying to use business to connect neighbors in conflict regions. And for a variety of reasons, that business and the thing that preceded Kind was teetering and on the almost about to go out of business. And I literally, before launching Kind, after a decade of mistakes or going two steps forward, two steps backward, I almost closed the company and was about to knock on doors of friends to see if they would give me a job. Literally, I was this close to throwing in the towel. And once we decided to launch it, it was hard to convince the trade, our retail partners, to give us a shot because they didn't know where to put us, because it was obviously a helpful snack. It was not a candy bar, but it was also not familiar to people that were selling nutrition bars, because all the nutrition bars were like emulsions and paste kind of made in pharmacies and labs, and this was a real artisanal product made with whole almonds and real food, and they didn't know where to put it, and it was us trying to convince them to put us in the nutritional bar sector because it's really a nutritious, healthy snack, even if it looks like real food. That was the whole point, that it was nutrition from real food.
So now you bring John in. I'm shifting over to you. John, your background is very different. You've worked with consumer products. And by the way, you've the standard white hair, like A.G. Laffley or Sean Connolly.
Yeah, black hair.
But you talk about what your background is and what made you say, I'm going to go with an entrepreneur.
So my background, all I know is consumer product sales. I joke with people that I've been in every aisle of the supermarket or the drugstore except for produce and meat. So I grew up in consumer products, working with Fortune 500 companies like Johnson & Johnson and Nestle and NBTY. And I got to the point in my career where I wanted to do something different. Find something smaller where I could make a difference. And luckily I was introduced to Daniel 10 years ago, and I decided, I told my wife, I'll never work in New York City, and I was living in Connecticut, and this was in New York City, and I decided to take a flyer and join Kind.
So what was it about, Kind? If you're going to take just one step forward, and you've always been in consumer products with Fortune 500 brands, you only have one shot at doing it the first time, right?
Correct.
What was it about, Kind, that made you say, this is the one where I want to do it? Daniel.
Because I can remember in my first interview, I was, first of all, I had never heard of Kind Bars in 2010. Never heard of them. When a VP of finance introduced me to Daniel and said, you ought to come down and talk to Daniel. We're looking for a president. So one of my first questions to Daniel was, what do you want to be when you grow up? I researched Kind Bars. Some people are calling them an energy bar, a meal replacement, this, that. What do you want to be? And Daniel said to me in the interview, I want to be a healthy snack, which back in those days didn't exist.
Right.
So through the interviewing process, which was 3 hours of Daniel telling me that he already had a president and that he was going to make an offer, to the point where we had three more conversations, and in 8 days he undid where he was headed and brought me in. I knew then that this was the right decision for me. And
so what was it when you met him?
Johnny's being very polite. He, let me tell you the true story. So Dan Kroc, who had worked with John in a prior position, knew that I was looking for a president with a lot of hesitation, because I didn't even think we need a president, but smarter people than I in our board said, no, I think you're the time's come. And okay, I was looking, and I had found already a person. And then John and Dan met at a baseball
game. My wife's met.
And Dan's like, you have to meet this guy. I'm like, okay, Dan, but the board already approved this other guy who's really, really good. And when I finally said, all right, let's meet, let's just meet, even if it's just to learn about each other, John almost didn't want to go into the office because he was this decrepit looking building. Everything was run down. We were subleasing from a landlord that was not very nice, and the heater didn't work. It was over a restaurant. There were infestation problems. It was freezing. The elevator didn't work. It was almost like the set for a movie. The windows had these like shingles, waiting to fall on somebody's head. And John was terrified.
He didn't come in.
He wants to come in.
Went to the Starbucks across the street and called Dan and said, I'm not going in there.
And really, it was a very, it's about life. You never know where things are going to take you, because we were almost about to go with this other very cool guy we liked. And then John floored him. I mean, he had run a $1.4 billion division of a company, and he rolled up his sleeves. You could tell that he had a lot of energy and that he was the rare person that had all of that knowledge, but he also had the ability to just get the stuff done. Normally, the higher level you go, the more that the people don't get their hands dirty. And John clearly was a person that understood the issues, but he was still very hands-on. And I teased them that he was going to need to make us a $1.4 billion company, but I was totally saying it as a joke. And he's...
And you're pretty close.
Yeah.
So we have 2 minutes now before we go on break. So talk about what the first vision you put together, the first meetings when you had of how you're going to work together. What happened there? Only 2 minutes left till break.
The first meeting that we had was an interesting meeting, in the fact that Daniel told me during the meeting, I'm not going to change. I am who I am. I'm happy to have you come in. And we sort of had a open discussion on my role and Daniel's role right up front. And
what words did you say were your role and what was his role?
Well, before we even got to roles, we got to how we were raised and the value systems that we both had and what we shared as individuals. That was before the business and before the performance. And what we realized, while we were very different, we had a lot of the same traits: work ethic, passion, value system from our parents, belief in family. And that enabled us to establish a foundation that led to our business partnership of 10 years. Our roles were simple. Daniel was the head of R&D developing products. Daniel was the face of the brand, so he had a vision of what the packaging and advertising and everything should look like, and Daniel drove the social mission. I ran the company. So I kept the trains running. I took the ideas. I executed them. And built, Daniel and I together built a team over the years to basically take it from startup mode to where we are today.
And we're going to hear more about that after the break. Back in a few.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down: drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and I'm with John Lehue, who is the president of Kind Healthy Snacks, and in one of his final interviews, and Daniel Lubezki, who is the founder of Kind Healthy Snacks. So we were talking about your relationship, and it sounds like there was a yin and yang. It sounds like you were exactly the same in your core beliefs, but you were completely different in how you managed things.
That's exactly right, and I think those two things are both very important. Like the fact that John had incredible integrity, always did the right thing, always did it for the right reasons, is never about himself. It was always about putting Kind first. The loyalty we had towards each other, the respect we had towards each other, made everything else work. Because when John was describing the roles, he's correct. He was in charge of running the trains and making sure everything worked, and I was in charge of thinking about visualizing the future, designing our products and our marketing, our campaigns. But they are totally interconnected, because John also helped manage my creativity and my energy. And if I wanted to do too many initiatives in marketing or too many initiatives in innovation, ultimately I had to knock on his door. What I loved about John is that he understood that a lot of our success was going to be determined by our creativity and our ability to think ahead and innovate and out-innovate. But he also understood that you cannot do everything, that you have to stay focused.
So you're saying he actually did change you then, Daniel?
Absolutely.
He changed you that you became focused and you learned to have more of a discipline. And you haven't changed. You still, from the first time I met you, still have the same enthusiasm, same vibrancy.
Both of us changed. My theory about life is that you make choices. You might want to change the world in this way or in that way, and there's a lot of work that I do in philanthropy to try to promote the Arab-Israeli conflict and to bring people together with kindness and all that. But where the most impact is had day to day in your interactions and your choices. And if you surround yourself with jerks, 10 years later some of that is going to rub off on you. And if you surround yourself with people with kindness and this or that person, so John and I have gotten close to one another. It's still the case that he's disciplined and organized and methodical, and I'm more out of the box. That's those parts of our essence are not going to change.
And so, John, how did you change? Did you not change? Since you got the process, you don't need to change. You stay the same.
No, I
became a little too soft.
I became a little too soft. I don't know whether it's changed or I learned a lot, but this was working for Daniel was my first experience in working for a classical entrepreneur, a super successful entrepreneur.
Working with.
Oh, I like that.
But no, that's true.
Working with,
that was
not
a relationship. Okay. Daniel mentioned trust, and we build it on trust. We always had each other's back. But here's what I learned. The first thing I had to learn in working for Daniel, with Daniel, was patience. Because entrepreneurs like Daniel, their mind never stops. They believe that they can develop any products they want at any time, and they want it all yesterday. So that's the Daniel's point where I'd say, great idea, keep it in your diary, let me execute what I have, and then we'll go forward. So patience was one. Second was, in working with Kind, Daniel reinforced to me something that I had lost during my career, and that was a loyalty in companies to performance. And while I was always loyal to people that performed and worked, Daniel took it to a new level. His loyalty to the Kind team members and John Leahy is second to none. All right? The third thing that Daniel taught me was the and philosophy. And you probably read it in the book, and what does that mean? But and philosophy.
That's A-N-D. A-N-D. You don't have to do or. You could do A-N-D.
But A-N-D, I learned it pushed me further out of my comfort zone. So instead of or, when you challenge the and philosophy, it pushes you.
Give me an example.
Selling a retailer.
Okay.
Now, you want to get additional kind products into the store, right? And you think that three is reasonable, all right? Three is reasonable to get incremental. But you go in and you ask for 10, all right? And so instead of the either or, you can have three or none, you go in and you ask for 10. The and philosophy, a challenge, it pushes you to the limit.
For me, an example of the and philosophy is being hungry and kind and not having to think that you have to choose between one and the other. There's companies whose culture is very performance driven, but there is no kindness in the environment. They're very cutthroat. There's companies that are very soft and tender, but they're not performance driven. And with John and his leadership and our philosophy, we made sure that we were all hungry and kind. So it was not just where we were heading, it was also how we were doing it. It was the approach of team spirit, of kindness towards one another internally and externally with our suppliers, with our team members, with our community, of authenticity, of transparency, and trying to achieve the most that we can achieve, but do it in a way that every single day, every single night, we could look in the mirror and we felt we were doing it the right way. And John talked about loyalty and the culture we've tried to develop at Kind is really like a big family. It's not perfect. You make mistakes. Families make mistakes. Right. But we really are trying to build a really tight relationship where we really have each other's back. Not just John and I, but the entire company. We try to role model that, always never talking behind, like, with behind a person's back. There's no petty politics in our company. You know, now we have 700 plus people. When John came, we were like 30 people or so. Under his leadership, we just really grew formidably, and we learned so much thanks to his partnership and a lot of his experiences. And we did it in a way where we didn't lose sight of what our core values were of being there for each other.
Okay, now you've just 1 minute left, but I want to take the word kind, and you've done all social work in society. You have probably the best product you've seen anywhere. How would you define the word kind? I want from each of you to give your definition of the word kind, and who wants to go first? John?
I'll go first.
You only have 15 seconds. The definition of the word kind.
The best healthy product that is nutritionally dense and real food that exists today in the industry.
Daniel, to end our interview, your definition of what the word kind means.
To do what's right, no matter what.
And there you have it. If you're listening to how the president, John Leahy, and Daniel, the founder, that summarizes the essence of how you work together with the execution guy and the visionary guy. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to ceoshow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.